parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 103 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today, I'd like to bring back our really good friend of the show, Andy Berry. How you doing today, Andy?
Totally awesome, Chad. How are you this evening?
I cannot complain, sir. I cannot complain. This is one of my favorite shows to record every month, and it's one of the highest rated listener shows out there.
Well, I can see why, because we offer a lot of information on what's going on with the resale market and what's available out there for people to look at.
Yeah, so let's jump into this show then. Last few months in a row, the ROFR conversation, the right of first refusal of what Disney's bought back, was not a conversation. How are we looking in June?
Same thing in June, the third month in a row with no buybacks. You have to go back to March of 2020, sort of pre-pandemic, to find the last time that DVC purchased back or exercised their right of first refusal option.
Wow. That's kind of incredible, Andy. They're just not buying stuff back.
No, I think they're sitting on a lot of inventory. They borrowed a lot of money, a lot of cash, $6 billion. They went to the credit markets. They've got other things to worry about than figuring out whether they're going to buy back somebody's $20,000, $30,000, or $40,000 listing for sale. Now's the opportunity for buyers to get in there and jump at the opportunities that they see.
I'm telling you, Andy, because the resale market is really, really hot right now. And so it's a great time to come back in and buy because Disney's not buying stuff back. And you can sleep a little bit more comfortable at night, at least for the next 4 weeks, I think, until the parks open up. Do you want to go out here on a limb with me, Andy, and see when we think they might start buying again?
I think it's going to be at least 4 weeks, Chad. And just put that in perspective, we at the DVC resale market have had the most successful May and June sales in the company's history, with over 600 contracts sold.
Oh, good Lord. So we're talking record levels of sales here. That's how hot the resale market is.
Yes. And the unfortunate thing with that is we are short on inventory. Our inventory is down between 35 and 40% versus pre-pandemic levels. So we are in need of inventory from our sellers out there on a few of the resorts. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit.
Yeah, let's go ahead. So ROFR is a non-conversation again. Let's hit average sales prices. What went on with sales prices in the market, Andy?
Yeah, the funny part you're going to see about that is they've strengthened in several cases and not declined. Everybody calls, a lot of people check in with us and say, hey, price is still going down. And we have to turn that conversation completely around and say, no, actually, prices are increasing. So it's a good thing for a seller, too.
I see that, Andy. It looks like Animal Kingdom popped back up a few bucks a point here. And yep.
Boulder Ridge, strong improvement. Polynesian, some strong improvement. And also Saratoga Springs.
That's really, really good. What happens at the non-world parks here? So we've got Alani. That took a little bit of a dive this month. So from 95 to 88.
That's an opportunity for buyers still because there's a lot of inventory out there for Alani for sale.
Grand Californian went down a little bit, but man, there's so few of those sales. That's just the wild, wild west of what's going on there.
Are you calling about me out here on the record here?
It's the wild, wild west of average prices, Andy. Okay. Oh, I know you're west. You how wild you are is up to you, man.
We could use a ton more of Grand California listings. If you're sitting on a Grand Cal listing, you're not sure you want to use it again, call us immediately and we can sell that for you literally in hours.
Yeah. They will go like Grand Cal is hot, 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 hot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it looks like the other beach resorts stayed pretty flat. I mean, within a buck or two.
Boardwalk and Beach Club are always going to be strong, especially Beach Club. Everybody loves to go stay there and be able to drink themselves around the world at Epcot and then waddle home.
Yeah. It's the shortest stumble home. Gotta love that about that resort.
Yep.
So now, Andy, we've got a new method this month, and I'm calling this like Andy's inventory analysis here. So why don't you describe what you've been looking at and what you've kind of been charting out for us?
So as of today, Chad, we had on our website 592 listings, total listings. So a little less than 600. Of those 600, only 280 of those were active. So about 47% of the total inventory was active. You can then take a look at that inventory by resorts. And I try and segregate it between what becomes a buyer's opportunity and what becomes a seller's opportunity. Let's talk about the seller first, as we kind of just got over that a little bit. Grand California, we need inventory there. And when that inventory comes in, it will sell almost immediately. Just behind that, we've got, it's really a toss-up between Polynesian, Boardwalk, and Animal Kingdom. All three running around a third of their active inventory as a percentage of the total inventory. So again, got some inventory, or you got a membership in Animal Kingdom, Boardwalk, or Polynesian, you want to sell it, we'd be loving to talk to you. Now on the flip side, Chad, there's buyers out there.
Let's get to the good deals here, Andy.
Get to the good deals. So the good deals I think are out there is, coincidentally, one that's popped up just recently is Old Key West. And if you really want to take a look at the listings, we have, I think it's five or six extended lease Old Key West contracts with great, tremendous buying opportunities.
2057, here we come, Andy.
Yep, you got it. Just behind that, you're going to have a little bit of Hilton Head is on the long side too. And Aulani, we've talked, is a tremendous opportunity, especially at the price point it's offered. And in Bay Lake, still a strong performer. And when you look at Bay Lake from an average cost per ownership, it's very, very strong. One of the most economical resorts to own. Bay Lake, Polynesian, and Saratoga Springs.
I'm looking at this going, there's a kind of a surplus of Old Key West inventory here. So that's a great opportunity to come back in and pick up. And like you said, Bay Lake got some really cheap dues. And a nice, long, healthy, almost 40 years left on the contract. So that's looking pretty great as well. And I know there's a lot of demand for Bay Lake as well for on the rental side. So if you can't use that, that's one of the top performing rentals as well.
Yeah, any of the monorail resorts are going to have great opportunity to rent.
That's very, 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 very true.
And then one thing I want to calibrate everybody with, all the listeners, is when you were looking at resale, and this is the hardest thing to say. We generally say, and we're a little bit about tying in Rofer here, is, you know, we like to say DVC gets back to us in about 30 days, but that's running now 35 to 45 days, sometimes even 50 days, in part because DVC furloughed almost all the cast members working on the resale business. But they've still been there to support us, just taking a little longer than what normally would be.
Yeah, that's interesting. They're not buying anything back, but they're taking their sweet time and doing it.
There you go.
That's kind of an interesting deal. It's like, if you know you're not buying anything back, just sweep it on, clean it out. I don't know. I don't get that decision, but it's just me.
Neither do I. Rental opportunities out there, Chad. With parks starting to open up, the resorts starting to open up in about a week or so, Governor DeSantis and the company today, company being Disney, the Walt Disney Company, said they're moving full force ahead on opening up the parks and resorts on, I think it's next week. There's going to be some great opportunities if you want to pick some rental points and jump into a couple of the resorts.
Oh, absolutely. Looking at our partner DVC Rental Store, and they've got some really great listings out there. If you just come back over and click on the rental information and then come on down to the discounted DVC points and confirmed reservations, you're seeing a bunch of them out there at $16 a point, $14 a point. Couple out there at 12, and the buyers have come in and snagged up all of them $10 a point rental deals, because I'm telling you, if you have to look at that and go, for $10, you can get the points and not own anything. But like, if you're at Hilton Head or Vero, that's about your cost per dues. Okay.
Yeah. $10.13 a point for dues at Vero Beach, $9.10 for Hilton Head.
Yeah. So it's like, why use your points at that level? You know, you have to come back into this at some point in time and go, maybe I should just pick up some of these as a confirmed reservation or some of these specials and deals.
You got it. So things are looking up and up and up for DVC, for buyers and sellers. Tremendous opportunities to snag something pretty quick here before the market changes completely and DVC starts to buy things back from us.
I think now is kind of like a little golden age here, Andy. If I was sitting on the fence right now, these would be motivating factors to me. And Me personally, I'd be looking at an Alani contract. I've been saying poly for so long, but I think the people have heard me and bought up a bunch of that poly inventory. I'm still loving Alani for its cheap price per point. What is it, a 2060 expiration date there?
2062.
Okay, 2062. So you've still got 40 years plus of time here.
Good value there too, especially if you're in the west of the Mississippi and you want to start thinking about or traveling out to Hawaii on a regular basis, every 3 years. You can start with a 100-point contract every 3 years, going to get you enough to sue 5 or 6 nights in a one-bedroom villa any time of the year.
Absolutely. And if you go to the MyDVC Points app and start looking at the ratio of rack rate versus points, nothing comes close to the value of staying on points at Alani. It's just one of those incredible deals. For all of our number friends out there, go download our app and start doing some of those number crunches as well. You'll start to see the math starts to make sense on a lot of this stuff, Andy.
Yeah, I can see it all day long. One thing I want to pump out there for the sellers, a lot of people call us and say, well, why should we choose DVC, our resale market? I will leave you at this point, Chad, is we sell over 80% of our listings in the first 7 days and up to 95% of them within 30 days. So we are the best of the best, top reseller in the world, got a wealth of knowledge and education experience, and all the agents you're going to deal with, no better place to stop than the DVC resale market.
Oh, that is clearly evident. I'm sorry I even forgot to mention that. That's just so like assumed to me. I forget that somebody new listening into the show might not know that just how fast you guys move things, okay? Yeah. It's a constant churn of inventory over there. If you're looking at buying a contract, they're the number one seller out there. You better get your bid in and get your offer in together. And if you're looking at listing, man, these guys will move it fast. So, Andy, how can somebody get a hold of you if they want more information or to follow up?
Got two options to get a hold of me direct, Chad. They can email me at andy@dvcresalemarket.com. That's andy@dvcresalemarket.com. Or direct call at 949-412-0850, 949-412-0850. And the easiest way to remember me, Chad,
I got this. I got this. We've done this enough. Sure. I've got this. Andy, like on the bottom of the boot from Toy Story.
Oh, whose boot? Whose boot?
Woody's boot. Andy, Woody's boot.
Of course. Awesome. Chad, it's been a pleasure spending a little bit of time with you and all of your listeners out there in the MyDVC Points community. Look forward to doing this show again next month when we come out with the average resale, average selling prices, and also the ROFR report for the month of July.
Well, thank you, Andy, for this really quick update. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you take this information and go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.